All right, good work. Starting another winter, Baruch Hashem. We decide to do a topic of Mazik, and a lot is included in Mazik. Many simonim, we'll have to see how much we'll get through. Later on, towards the end of Mazik, we have in Yonim of Goyrim, Karmi, Moisa, there's a Mazik, Lagabi, taking away someone else's mitzvah, Hezek Shein HaNik, there are a lot of Yisaidis in Hilchos Mazik. What we're going to start off is with the Yisaidis. When I say Mazik, I mean is talking about Odom HaMazik rather than Mamon HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik is later on in Shulchan Aruch. What we're going to concentrate now is on Odom HaMazik. Shinayin Tes primarily deals with the Yisaidis of Odom HaMazik, very important Yisaidis, and the end of Shinayin Ches and through Shinayin Tes gives different examples, most notably like a car accident and things like that. If you want to know when people bump into each other and there's some type of accident, they met by accident, what are the gedarim, when you're chayv, when you're part of heziku, who's guzab is a different tenoyim. We'll get to it, polineda. But tonight's shiur primarily is just going to be the yisaidis of Adam HaMazik, the mekaris of Adam HaMazik, the gedarim of Adam HaMazik. Okay, let's start. It's Shinayin Ches, Si'if Aleph. The Mechaba in the opening, in the Simen, in the Koteret of the Simen, says the following, Osa lahazik mamun chaver v'loy ligrim shum hezik. My point to that is because the Mechaba throughout the Simen doesn't discuss the Issa of ligrim shum hezik. But he nevertheless put it into his Koteret. Okay, into the header. Let's start the Mechaba. Osa lahazik mamun chaver, you're not allowed, it's Osa to be mazik mamun chaver. There's an Issa. We go through yeshivas, bavakama, we know that that you have chiyuvim adam hamazik, but the Mechab is telling you right now, make no mistake about it, it's also asa. Nishanim ha-mavur, that's asa mederaisa. In the yeshiva shereid, there's always a shayla, is it asa? And if it is asa, what's the makar? And we'll discuss barichas, what the makaris are. Now the Torah continues and says, which the Mechab leaves out, and says, it's asa lahazik mamun chaver, v'afilu ligroim nezek lamamun chaveroi is asa. Even to be goyrim, a hezek to mamun chaver is also asa. Not only adam hamazik is asa, but a goyim of adam hamazik is also asa. And that's probably where the Mechaba got it in his kotet. For some reason he left it out. Could be it was a tois at first and it's supposed to be inserted over here. Basic nish, I didn't really see anyone who has a good answer for this. But the Mechaba obviously holds like that because he wrote before, v'lo ligrim shum hezek, you're not allowed. So now we know you're not allowed to be mazik, you're not allowed to even be goyim any hezek to somebody else. And now in the second part about being goyer mehezek, there it's not mefurish, or less mefurish, I would say, the degree of the issa. And the Shamishpat and Siman Lamedalid would like to suggest that the issa of goyer mehezek is only midirabonan. Eina chanami odom hamazek biyadayim is also midiraisa, but goyer mehezek is only also midirabonan. It's a Shamishpat and Siman Lamedalid of Kotn Yud Gimel. The Minchas Pitim later on in Shin Pei Vav argues with the Shem Mishpat and the other Achronim, and Rebina, the other Achronim as well, who argue and say, Avada, even Gorim Hezek is Midaraisa. And Yetzer Shem, when we go to the Makaris, and many Makaris that Adam HaMazik is Midaraisa, you're going to see it's Mavum B'teich HaMakaris, that even Gorim Hezek is also Midaraisa, like Kama V'Kama Rishonim and Pashas, that's the way it is, without a Chalik. Not like the Shem Mishpat. Just to be mice of acute Makar, the Imre Bina suggests, besides Makaris, I guess we'll see in Yetzer Shem shortly, the Rebina suggests that there's another Makar that Goyrim Hezek is also Midaraisa, it's Kishtei by Nega HaBayis, it says, V'tziva HaKoyin, the Koyin is supposed to tell you, V'finu it's a Kalim, you should have to remove all the Kalim, and then the Koyin comes into the house and says, it's Tomei. So Rashi brings from Chazal, what's the reason why this say that wants into Koyin just go in right away? It is because if the Koyin would be Metame the Bayis, everything inside the Bayis would also become Tomei. So based achos haTorah mamun shal Yisrael. So therefore, the Torah is mitzvah, the seder of how to paskin on a mar habayis is that you first tell everyone to remove the kelim from the house, and then you go in and metame. So if the guy went at it, the kohen didn't listen to the tiva kodesh baruch hu avadi zayv v'nisa, he did something wrong. He was metame the bayis v'chol kelim shalei kedin. So you see that the Torah is ad kedekach was mechayiv, who asked the kohen, gave a seid adorim, the kohen not to mean mitami the bais for kalev, that's a goyim, even though it kumta, if the kalev were in the house, which is tami, is tami. But the kohen was goyim because he didn't follow the seidah of how to paskan on a mara, so that's a goyim that's also, so kol shekein shar, or huadin shar gromis that are also. But he says, you see a makar, a main of makar in a doraisa. So imre bin in edis, simon lamed gimel. Okay. Now, let's go back. What is the makar that's also to be mazik? I said before that it's mavun, vishen, it's a rashi in gittin, I believe it's nun gimulam and beis. Around there, there's other vishen and a mavun that avad, it's also mederaisa. But what's the makar? There's no pasuk that says that you're not allowed to be mazik. We have a pasuk for gneva, we have a pasuk for gzela, but we don't have a pasuk for mazik. So I would like to share with oil, I malakate different makaris from different vishenim and achrenim. So far, I have 8 different makaris that it's also to be mazik midoraisa. Kaidim calls the Lashon HaTorah over here. The Torah starts off just like it's also to be goyiniv and to be goyzel, huadin, it's also to be mazik. It's a Lashon HaTorah. Vay says from the Torah that the Torah learned that the issa mazik is learned out from the same issa of gneiviv gzela, leisignaiv, leisigzail, in leisigna, leisiglu state also, all forms of hefsed mamun chaveray, namely mazik. Mazik is also nichlal in gzela and gneiviv, in that love that you are now allowed to do it midaraisa. And it's not just a Torah, it's mashmoyis, it's a mafusha Rabbeinu Yoinah. If you look in Rabbeinu Yoinah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph in Ovis, Rabbeinu Yoinah says, Kol nizikin is b'chalal lav d'lei sigzol. Every nizikin, all forms of nizikin. I saw Guzman once say the kol is to be ma'abah. Other forms of nizikin, I believe his example was hezek shein and nikah perhaps. But kol nizikin is nichlal b'lav d'lei sigzol. So you see, it's a fushri shenu, it's Rabbeinu Yoinah in the Torah that's nichlal in the lav of lei sigzol. And that's pashtus, how the levush went over here as well. The levush, when he brings it down, he says, but the only chilek is, means he brings down the kishem to also lignum v'ligzor kak also lahazik, but he's maisev, but you should know that it is a chilek. A bagneva gzela, it's a mufush alav, so you're even alav, he even calls a malchus, there's no malchus bagneva gzela, but good, but it's a real alav. Meshain came mazik, which is only numad, it's like a mamitzinu bagneva gzela, it's only numad bagneva gzela, it's nichal, it's not a lav mufush betoira, but it's also medaraisa. It's also medaraisa without a lav. So that's the first part. The first part comes from the lav of Lei Signai, or Lei Sigzom. The second part is, it's a posik, v'havta l'reacha kamaycha. Matasoni loch, l'savet l'charvacha. You wouldn't want to be genizik, so certainly you shouldn't be mazik others. V'havta l'reacha kamaycha. The makor to this, it's a Raman, Baba Basa, Davcha Vova, Meralef, Ois Kozayin. It's a Yam Sheshleim, Baba Kamo. Now, the Hamza B'Dir Yadrama and the Yamshe Shlomo were both talking even on the next dag, even on Groma. We discussed before whether Groma, a Shaila, whether Groma is awesome with the Raisa. The Yadrama and Yamshe Shlomo says that Groma is awesome with the Raisa, the Makar is V'Avtal Re'echa Kamaycha. So if Groma is awesome with the Raisa, as V'Avtal Re'echa Kamaycha, then Kochkin Mazab B'Dirai Mamish is awesome with the Raisa, as V'Avtal Re'echa Kamaycha. Toich Adram is Grada Mashma and the Yamshe Shlomo that for Mazik Mamish, you didn't need the Makar after Rekha Kamaycha. That he had a different Makar for the Raisa. He just said, for Gromish, you know, it's also after Rekha Kamaycha. And that would be good if you hold like the Torah Ben Yoina that the Mazik Mamish is learned out from Le Sigzal. Groma, if I say it's not a partial Le Sigzal, Groma, you need to rebuy a new Makar, and that is after the Rekha Kamaycha. Now, if the Makar is after Rekha Kamaycha, the Achrayim wants to try to be machalik, ventzachan the mitzias. You have to know what case we're talking about. For example, there are situations that you don't have a mitzvah deraisa of after recha kamecha. There are people that you're allowed to be soine. If you see somebody doing an avera, you saw it be yechidus, but you saw him doing an avera, and you went over to him and you gave him a proper teichacha, and he didn't listen, and he kept on doing the avera, that person, you don't have the mitzvah after recha kamecha. You're allowed to hate him. So it should come out, Zok to Imre Bina, that for such a person, if the makar is after recha kamecha, for such a person, you would not have an issa to be mazik. If this was the makar, I said there's 8 different makaris, but if this would be the makar, or let's say this is a makar for grama, for such a person, that you don't have that makar for grama, you'd be allowed to be mazik, at least for grama, if that was a makar for grama, whatever it is. So that's one chilek if this would be the makar. Another chilek is a Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, which I don't understand fully, but the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak suggests, I'll give you the Maram Baki, you can look it up, it's in Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Tes, Oysid Gimel, and the Beis Yitzchak says that V'Avta Re'echa Kamecha is, that don't shter yena, I can't even say it over, but if Vadik Rumer Chiz, you have to make sure to take care of Yano and love him as much as you love yourself. But if you're going to have a gain, a better gain from it, or an equal gain from it, or you're going to be mative to somebody else, an equal gain, so then you don't have the inyan of after Reka Kamoika. Because, he doesn't say this, but I guess he means, because why is he better than you, or why is he better than the next person? So he suggests, and it should come out, if this is the Makar for Mazik, I would be allowed to be Mazik somebody, if by my hezik, by virtue of that hezik, I'll be mative to somebody else, or mative to myself. If you sold it, so you're being mazik the buyer, but if you're going to have a gain, you get different there's this case that you happen to have been the loiver, whatever, there are cases. But he suggests that if there will be out after reka kamaika, and you're gaining from it, or someone else is gaining from it, even though this guy is being hurt, you won't have the issa, because there doesn't pass after reka kamaika. I said, I don't understand the Beis Yitzchak 100%, that he didn't bring a makar to this vote, but that's what he names on. Okay, so far now we have a second makar, after Recha Kameka. A third makar is, Lefnei Iva Lesitein Mekshah. Poshvat, the way Chazal Taich of Lefnei Iva Lesitein Mekshah means that you're now allowed to give an Eitzerah. You're now allowed to be a makshah somebody, Lefnei Iva, and Yisurim, or whatever it is. But the Ari Shainim, the Yad Ramah, also brings this from makar for Groma. He learned to pasuk Kepshutei as well. Literally, don't take a mikshul and put it in front of an even, he'll get hurt. And if that's the case, on kosher gain from mazik v'yadayim, you'll also have this issa of lifnei even l'sita mikshul, even though it doesn't really pass the l'sita mikshul, but it's new much from there. If you see the Torah is makbid, the Torah is acid, someone from putting a mikshul in front of somebody, kosher gain, the Torah doesn't want you to be mazik directly. And I found tonight, Baruch Hashem, that the Choshen Aaron, you can look it up also, in Lamed Dalet Sif Yud Beis, and he says it twice, in Samach Vav again, in Sif Kav Gimel, he says, if a Pasha, the Vada, the Makar, for Mazik, is out Soligar from Lesitin Mekshon. That's a third Makar. All right, a fourth Makar. And this is already an Achrenish Makar. All the Achrenim, but I was telling you now, as more Rishonim, all of a sudden, every Achren jumps on and says, this is the Makar for Mazik. They're bringing the Rishonim, but this is the Makar. The Makar is like this. By Shavis Aveda, there's a chiv, not only to be mesh of somebody's Aveda, but it's to be menei him from any hezek, or any hefset. For example, if you have mayim bo and mayim chotzim that's coming to destroy his field, a stream of water, and I could prevent by directing the stream to go elsewhere and not damage the person's field, I have a chiv midaraisa, whatever the chiv is, someone had amrech, a different makar, the Gemara says one makar, Rambam's mashra, maybe perhaps a second makar, whatever, but you have a chiv midaraisa, midin ha-shavis Aveda, to be minea your friend from having this hafsid, from redirecting the stream. So if you see, ad kidei kach, that I have to prevent my friend being nifsad from somebody else being mazikim, or some other thing being mazikim, then kosher gain, I can be mazikim. If I want to be mazikim, I should have to stop myself from being mazikim. Asa shavas aveda. So the Achrayim say that this is the makar for mazik. It comes from hashavas aveda. Many Achrayim, min cheskinach yud aleph, there's a stipla on it. There are a lot of Achrenim who go. There's a Vishash and Ksubis, there's a Minchas Pitim, it's on and on. It's a real Achrenish Ered. All right, so that's a fourth Makar, that is Hashavas Aveda. And the Achrenim go even further. They say if the Makar is also Shavas Aveda, then it would go Huadin for Grom as well. The stipla suggests, I'm not sure if it's a stipla, maybe other Achrenim suggest Huadin for Grom as well. The same thing. Even if someone is being Nisrai de Groma, also, I should have this chiva shavas aveda to stop. If somehow the stream's coming to Yenon's field, they grama, or naturally is coming to his field, I'd rather have a chiv to stop him, to stop the damage. So too, I can't be mazik my friend, even I de grama, avait al tzis din of shavas aveda. All right, of fifth makar, that's the Bach over here. The Bach says, he's matmi on the Torah. The Torah says, also lazik mamun chaveroi. He says, I don't know what the Torah is talking about. It's also to mazik your own mamun. There's a chiv in the Torah, there's this in the Torah about Ashkes. So if you can't be Mashkes your own money, certainly I can't be Mashkes Yenna's money. So why did the Torah only chapo and also lazik mamun chaveri? But you see, the Bach held that the Vada, Pshuta, at least for some cases it passed, is that there is an issa of Baal Tashkes. And be Mashkes someone else's money is Layasimi de Baal Tashkes also. You have a chiv, an issa of Baal Tashkes. Sorry? Oh, so the stipler betech dvorah, bavons the Bach, the stipler in parentheses, doesn't even quote the Bagwe, he says, Al Baal Tashkes, you don't have a problem, because Baal Tashkes is only derech hashchasa. If you're doing it to be mazik, derech hashchasa to ruin things. But if you're doing it for a te'elis, the different gedarim, what the te'elis is, it a chus ramesh on it. But if you're doing it for a te'elis, then you're not going to have isa bal tashkes. So the Torah is saying, Avo Bikin, it's also lahazik mamu kaveri, chus from bal tashkes. Also lahazik, even if you'll have a te'elis, you're not allowed to be mazik mamu kaveri. And that has other makaris like we discussed. But the Bach names on that is a chi is about tashkes. He says, why does the Torah have to say lahazik mamu kaveri, even your own money? Good. So in the case that it has no te'elis, at least we also might have added it will be about tashkes. A sixth makar, and that is like this. It is more broad, but there's a chuvis harash that talks about harchokas nizikin. The whole loyachba talks about how far you have to be mamad your sulam and be mamad your tanev, your echaim, your bar, all different, your elon, different shiurim for different mazikin that eventually will be mazik to your neighbor. Beautiful parak. So the Rosh says, where's the makar? Chuvis HaRosh, but Tech HaDvarv just names on that the makar for HaChokas Nezikin is because the Torah says, the Rocher Adake Noyam, to quote the Chuvis HaRosh, it's Kuf Ches, Sim Kuf Ches Ois Yod. The Chuvis HaRosh says, the Torah says, the Rocher Adake Noyam, the Chonis Yiv Yaseh HaShalom, Hikbida Torah, Shalo Yaseh Odom B'Torah Shaloi, Dova HaGoyrim Hezek L'Chaverim. The Rocher Adake Noyam is Mechayev, not to even be Goyrim HaHezek Al HaChokas Nezikin. So it's, if the Torah has that for Achokas and Zikin is the Rechad Akinoim, Koshek and Mazik Mamish is against the Rechad Akinoim. It's not in line of the Torah, and it'll be also Midoraisen. What? Achokas and Zikin? No, Nezikin we have Rabbeinu Yoina. Achokas and Zikin is more like a Groma, which we said that could be a Groma, is not. But in a Klam, for Mazik Mamish, we discussed before that it goes under Gzeil, that's Rabbeinu Yoina in the Torah, we discussed. But for Gromo, Hakokas Nezikin, which is much less. But you see, if Hakokas Nezikin be Derechad Akinoim, then Avadat Mazik Mamish could also be Derechad Akinoim. All right. I'll give you a seventh makar, and that is the stipler. The stipler wants to say, he says, Hagabasimcha, what's going to be? I want to go ahead and be Mazik, my friend. I want to burn down his house. My friend doesn't want me to. And he'll take me to a din Torah. What would Bezin have to do? Bezin would have to stop me, because I have no bailus on my friend's money. His, he has a right to stop me and do what he wants with his money. He doesn't want his money to be nifsed. So he said, if the Bezin has a chiv to stop me, and that was learned out from the mitzvah of the Torah of Elam Mishpatim, to set up Dayonim, have a mitzvah of Dinim, so whatever the Bezin is mechuyif to do, avada me myself, even without a Bezin, I'm not supposed to be doing. If the Bezin mechuyif to stop me, then avada I myself am mechuyif not to do it. So he says, avada shouldn't be mazik. If I would want to be mazik, the Bezin would have to stop me. That's mitzvah Dinim. So Nitzis Dinim is a klali dikazak. Anything that is nimsa lebezin. So if that's the case, then avada the mensh alein, the mazik alein shouldn't be doing it. It should be also for him to do it. And he tushtelt, he said, just like we find that Ksam Sefer says, if you want to be mazik, going to a business against a friend on certain gedarim, that it's also. So the Ksam Sefer says, avada that's also midaraisa. And he says, because it's b'chlal the mitzvah dinam of sham sam loichayik. What's his lashon? Shuhan hagis. He quotes the Ramban. Shuhan hagis sidrei medina. The Torah gave over sham sam loichayik that you're supposed to take care of the hagis of bnei adam, how they interact with each other. So if that's the case, and that's so not yeridum nosachav shokaveris midaraisa, so the stipler who adin mazik would also be awesome midaraisa. All right. Sorry? He's trying to find the makar. He didn't have them. Every makar I said is a different region somewhere. It's not often not. It's not above a comma, you know what I mean? Right? It's not often not. Gradi, he writes in the, I don't know which round it was, but he writes in the bottom, and a guy, hey, Rooney, they showed me afterwards. Which one did he quote afterwards? I think he quoted the Shuta Rosh, and I think he said the. Hey, Rooney afterwards other pshatim, but he was going, this is the pshat that he holds, that it's learned out b'chlal as part of the mitzvah of dinim, that avada it should be also. It only applies to? Oh, so I guess Shom Som Lechoik was even before the Torah, right? Like that came, those mitzvahs that came even before the Torah was given. Shabbos, whatever, there are a few halakas. Vaisois, it's like the Ramban says, it's Sidrei HaMedina, how to interact with each other. So if that's the case, so then you're not supposed to be mazik. That's not proper interaction. That's proper socially. So that he said, because he doesn't have a bialis, it's not mine, so I'm not supposed to be mazikis. He has a right, since he owns it, he could do whatever he wants with it. No, it's exactly the outside signal, but he learned, I wouldn't have a schus mamon to do it, so the bezin should tell me. And bezin's in charge of schus mamon, to green light, red light, what are you supposed to do in schus mamon? So they're telling you, you're not supposed to be doing this, because it's not your schus mamon. That's what they're deciding. So if that's what bezin's decision, I shouldn't be doing it either. All right. It's the Raisa, yeah. The Rambam, the Chassam Sofer says Yerdul Minas Shekaveh is the Raisa. No, Sipa calls that. That he calls. That he calls. All right, fine. The eighth Makar, which I have, which says that it's also made the Raisa, is Rav Guzman quotes Birchas Shmuel, and he says if Vavusa Birchas Shmuel and Bavakama, and that by Momen Hamazik that says V'lo Yishmirenu. The Birchas Shmuel told it over to the Reb Chaim, the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was masking to him, brought him a right from Kufra Kapara, that from V'lo Yishmerenu state, not only a Chiv Moni, Momin, but it also says, an Issa, V'lo Yishmerenu, you're supposed to be watching and you didn't watch it, Memele the Torah's Nerim Chagir, but you did something wrong for not watching your money from doing damage. You did something wrong from leaving your shah go wild. Is V'lo Yishmerenu, that's also an Issa. So Mamela the Ragusman Tushtel that of Adam Amazak is El Bazak. Veloyish Menu, by Momin Amazak is like that, so Adam Amazak should be also like that. You have a Veloyish Menu. And Rabbach Be'ez Vod, Veloyish Menu is not Muskim, there's Kaznich, there's others, son of Muskim to Kavart. And grab the Teich to Birchas Shmuel, if you learn it up, it's difficult, but if you learn it up, it sounds from Birchas Shmuel that the Adam Amazak Issa was learned from somewhere else, not from Veloyish Menu. But at least Ragusman calls to Birchas Shmuel to say Veloyish Menu, but he says he learned who had been Adam Amazak. All right, at the end of the day, we have eight mikoiris that I know of, that it's also midrash, and just say it over just as a sikum. First, you have leisigzol, v'after recha kamoicha, lifna iva leisitim mikshol, slagor from mashoves aveda, paltashkis, tercher dakinoyam, disciples words nichlam b'chal dinim, and now this for lo yishmerenu. So eight different mikoiris. Now, if it means mikoiris, why do you need so many mikoiris? It's because, like I said, some of the mikoiris are not applicable in all cases. You need the other mikoiris to fill in, or grammar. From these Makaris, you see clearly that Gram is also Midaraisa. From many of these Makaris, not like what we discussed before, that the Shamisha wanted to say it's only also Midarabanan. But you see, it's also Midaraisa. Another nafkamin in these Makaris is what would be by Mazik Akum? Is there going to be an Issa to be Mazik a Goy? We know that you're not allowed to, we Paskin, you're not allowed to steal from a Goy. It's also also Pashas, it's also Midaraisa to steal from a Goy. So now, if the Makari is Leisigzon, so who are didn't allowed to be Mazik a Goy? But if there be other Makaris, for example, the Minchas Chinuch says that if the Makar is V'haftal Arecha Kamoicha, or the Makar is Hashavas Aveda, neither of these apply by a Goy, therefore the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the only two Makaris Minchas Chinuch had, is that therefore it should come out that you're allowed to be Mazik a Goy. It's mutter to be Mazik a Goy. Sorry? Right, that's only a Patur and Mamin. That's a Patur and Mamin, but we're not talking about whether it's also or not. That's what the Torah doesn't say. But from the Minchas Chinuch only had V'after Recha Kamecha and Hashavas Aveda, Memeli says that should come out that the Goy, you're allowed to be Mazik. It's Mutter to be Mazik. Sorry? Oh, in a Chanam, I'm not talking, in absence of any Chilash, you're in the ShopRite parking lot and you want to smash the guy's window and you see that he's a Goy. What's a Chilach? Let's say there's no Chilash. We can mushalize many Tzurim that there's no Chilash. So, but Lamaisa, that's only those two Makaris. But if you go through the other Makaris, most of the Makaris pass by a Goy as well. Like I said, like Sigzol, Lefnei, even Lesitim, make sure many hold the pass by a Goy. Lechayra Baal Tashchis should pass by a Momin Shogoy as well. Yeshladim Bezer, but Lechayra. The Recher Dakinoyim should pass. You have to go through each one, but a lot of them are going to pass. Sorry? Dinim. You have to know it's socially interacted. I'm supposed to interact with a Goy like that. Sorry? That's in their dinim. I'm talking about our chiv to them, the moshel, hachokas nezikin, and yod l'mnasa shechaver, and all that doesn't pass when you're hurting a goy. So you see, that wasn't bechlal. I don't have to be chosh for them. I don't have to be chosh for Bnei Yisrael. And sheshlemenos, if that's the case, so who adin mazik might not be nechlal as well, if that would be the makar. Good. V'leish merenu could be also doesn't pass. All right, but at least many of them do pass. It should come out of the pashas, it's also to be mazik a goy as well, not like the minchas chenech. Minchas Chinuch, you could look it up. It's in Kaimit Mincha, that's in the back, in the new Minchas Chinuch. They already put it on the page. Mitzvah Yud Aleph. In all places, Mitzvah Yud Aleph has nothing to do with Mazik. It talks about what is that, chametza, matzah, achilas matzah, whatever, around there. So it's mitzvah yud aleph, but nevertheless, that's where it is. Fine, shayim. Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So we have many makaris that it's also midaraisa. So going back to the Shulchan Aruch, also lahazik mamun chaveroi, the mizikoi, avo bishi einu nene, even if you don't derive any hanor from the hazik, you chayv l'shalem. Now, what's the chiddush that's avo bishi einu nene? Really no chiddush. I mean, that's mazik. If you'd be nene, if you took it in any which way, that would be gneva gzeilu. I suppose I want to say that Hayois, if the Mechaveh held like the Torah, that the Makor was Atzlai Sigzel, you would thought the Mazik is, well, let's say you didn't do a Mazik Kinyan, you didn't actually pick it up, take it yourself, you Mazik him, but you had a Zaytik Ha'ana, so that would be Nichol Loi Sigzel, but a Chveis, but if you didn't have any Ha'ana at all, maybe that wouldn't be Nichol Loi Sigzel, Kamash Malan, yeah, I don't know, even Loi Sigzel, you could have Oifanim that you're Chayiv, and it's also even if you're not Nena, whatever, I'm not L'Shalim, I'm not Lahagzir, there are cases, I don't know what the chiddush is, but bottom line is, Avad Yechai, it's also, and it's chayiv, if it's Ziko, Afa Bishin Anen, it's chayiv l'shalem. So now the Mechab is telling you two things. First, it's also, and also, Yechayiv l'shalem, what? Nezek shalom. Bein shoha yeshegig, bein shoha yoynes, it's yedua, that od the mood lo'aylam. So the Mechab just told you two things. If you look in the Sman, Sif Kotn Aleph, Sman points that out. Hischil be'issa, the Mechab starts off with the issa, v'sim b'chiv tashlumin, and then feels like with the chiv tashlum l'olam deinu tarti ispei. Chod the one, the afim yitza lahazik u'lashalem mikom mokom yesh issa b'dava. Now, I don't know where you saw that, the vowel. The vowel, it just says that it's also lahazik. No, we in the mechab that say yitza lahazik u'lashalem means the smile learned up that even if you're being mazik amanas l'shalem, where the nizik won't have any loss from it, other than that he won't have his chayfetz. But the value of the chayfetz you pay him for, so he won't have any finance. You know, the net loss will be zero. Still, it's also mekom mokom yesh issa b'dava dum yedigneva vegzela k'mo yishakosuv v'atuv v'makabel every simin shemim ches v'shin nuntes. That over the amanasel shalim is also so to hear mishumochi tol atur kan. So not the makabel, but the tour is a nizik and bisa gneva vegzela. To tell me that even if it's amnas l'shalem, it's also asa. The hasheni, the second din that the Mechab is telling you, is shechayiv b'tashlumin, that yechayiv. So two dinim, it's asa and yechayiv b'tashlumin. The Sma Vaisais learned the Torah, and he saw much more in the Torah than I saw. I saw in the Torah, Pashas Rabbeinu Yoina, that Kishem she'asa over there, so too it's also over here. That is, that the Makar from Mazik, the Issa of Mazik, is learned out from Gneva Ugzela. The Sma learned in the Torah, the state more, that it's even asa, even if you do it amnas l'shalem. And Pashas in the Sma means it's also midaraisa. That just like over there, Gneva Gzela, it's also midaraisa to steal a manas l'shalem, but it says to be mazik a manas l'shalem is also midaraisa. It's a vichtig Sma. Because there are achrenim who say not like this, many achrenim. For example, there's a Kiryat Sefer, it's the Sefer on the Rambam, the Mabit on the Rambam, in Niski Mom and Perakei, a one liner, he names on for a Pashas that this din of Amanas L'Shalem, Mazak Amanas L'Shalem, is only also Midir Rabbonin. I mean, we know Amanas L'Shalem is also. We know that, we're going to see soon. But we know that it's also, but he says it's only also Midir Rabbonin. The Sma of Aistois from this deek that he has in the Torah, that Tzushtel to Gnev Exhale, I says the Sma learned that it was even also Midir Aisa. So you would have to go 100%. That's going to be another nafkamin. That's what the stipler is busy. He starts handling which makar to see if it will be also amnas l'shalem midaraisa, not like the mebid. He names out that it is also midaraisa. For example, he says if the svar will be ashav zaveh, the pashas, he says, he brings a raya that you mechuyev to be matzel mamin chaveiroi, even if the cost to be matzel is the same price as the item. He has a gemara. The gemara costs $15. It's going to be damaged. And I could save his Gemara if I hire somebody for $15 to save the Gemara. There's a chiv hashav zaveda to do that. Why? Because the Bailim prefers to have his Gemara than the money itself. Kusha the chiv of the Gemara says, all the svaris that, or he writes out the makav shalai, whatever the svaris are, why he wants his item. He's used to his item, but he wants his item. So you have the chiv hashav zaveda. So like the disciple, if the makar is hashav zaveda, then makar huadin, not to be mazik yena, should be even not to be mazik amanas l'shalem, should be midiraisa. Because what did I do? I ended up hurting him that he lost the chayfetz and then he got the money instead. Well, al sashav is a veda, if I saw somebody trying to, it was going to be nifsad, I'd be mechuyev to be mighty that moment and get reimbursed in the bialim, so net gain to the bialim is zero. He has to anyway pay the $15, but at least he's left with his gemara. If you see that by Shavu Zaveda, and this is learned out from Shavu Zaveda, so avada, you'd be also to be mazik even amanas l'shalem. Yes, all the whatever handler right, but you're right. If you have to go through each makor and see which makor passed, after recha kumoicha, go through every one and see if those makoris pass, even am nasal shalim. But like I said, the kirtzef and emzon it's only b'derabbanan. And even worse, is the choshen aren. Is mis, I don't know. He doesn't quote this mas. Misalim from osmas is going against. Whatever, you're going against a lot. But he comes from a rosh, perhaps even a taisis. He's medayik that am nasal shalim is even mutter. He had a case in the Gemara that Yisua Namari was miyayitz a katana to be mazik amnas l'shalim. So he said Namari would never do such a thing. It would be also. Obviously, you see that mazik amnas l'shalim is even mutter l'chatchila. Doesn't quote this ma, doesn't quote the kiyat seifa, just it's mutter. At the end, he says maybe it's mashmois from Rashi. Faket of Rashi holds it's also homies mid rabbanon. But he held, and he quotes it again later on. He held twice that it's only that it's actually mutter chus from a Rashi that might be also mid rabbanon. But from the smile, like I said, it's also midrash, and you pointed out correctly, depending on the makaris, many makaris might also indicate that it's also midrash. All right, let's continue the smile. Two lines later, it says, V'kosef numuka yosef perek ha-meniach. Hod amrinon, hai man, deboi l'mehevi chasidah, l'kai mili d'nizikin. The Gemara says, how could you be a chosid? What's the formula? The Gemara says, to be l'kai mili d'nizikin. So the makaris of what does that mean? Hainu, Kol dinim ha'amurim betlosa bobois. All the halachas of nizikin are mentioned above a kamo, above a matzi, above a basra. Dainu, nizikin, v'gezel, v'ashoves aveda, v'ribis, v'yana. All this, you but that's mahavi chasid. I guess lafuki. Don't think that only nizikin. It's all dinim that are said in the shleisha bobois. You want to be a chosid. That's what you have to do to be mekayim, to become this chosid. All right. Let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says the Yechayev bein shoy yeshoygig bein shoy oynis. The Dafka zokter Ramah she einu onus gomer k'moishe yizbar. Where is this coming from? I guess that the Ankusa everyone knows Adam Mu'ed lo ilam. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kama Dav Chavrova Mer Aleph. The Gemara says what's the Makar? Petza taches potza. There are no excuses. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, "You're going to see later on in this Simin, it's going to be mavua that for Einis Gama, even Adam Mu'ud Lailam is not Mu'ud Lailam. Even the Adam is not Mu'ud Lailam. You'll have a case that even the Adam Hamazik is going to be Bada. Adam Mu'ud Lailam just means more than everything else that Yechayiv, even for certain degrees of Shoigig and Einis, but not for Mamish and Einis Gama. That's the Ramah. If you look in the Shach argues with the Ramah and he says, Haloshim Gumgam, Vekacha Velela Meima, Vyesh Oimrim Davka Sheino Onis Gama. The Meloshin HaRambam VaMachaba Mashba De'en Chilek, because Rambam VaMachaba just use a Loshin Bein Shoy Yishege Bein Shoy Onas, doesn't make this Chilek, so it's Mashba even in Onas Goma Yechayiv. The Ken Kosov Rambam Del Rambam Rav Amagad Del Rambam Ein Chilek. So Memele the Ramosha said V'yeish Oymen Davka Sheinu Onas Goma. Alright, so the Shach learned up that the Ramosha is actually arguing the Machaba, and the Machaba holds even Onas Goma Yechayiv Kipshuta Odomud Loilam. Lamaisa the Shach has a klal. We mentioned this cloud many times in Chayshav Mishpat and Yerideya, that even when the Ramah comes to argue with the Mechaba, but if it's not Mavura Mamish in the Mechaba Faket, the Ramah just inserts the words, a clean insertion, without letting you know that I just argued with the Mechaba. If it's Mefurish, and I'll say V'yesh Cholkin or V'yesh Eimrim, and I'll say something else. But if it's not Mamish Mefurish in the Mechaba, Mavuna Mechaba Faket, he'll just insert it. So it could be this is one of those cases. But truth be told, if you we'll see later on in Sif Gimel another when the Ramah says Kamoshi Yisbar, what was Kamoshi Yisbar? So the Goyim points out Kamoshi Yisbar and Sif Gimel Sevav, Mavu over there in those cases that even the Mechabe held of examples that are known as Gomu Yapata. What the Shach says that's Mavu and the Lash Ramah Mechabe Faket is Taka Pella. The Kesef Mishnah, going back to the Ramah, the Rav Amagid says a Lashin, he brings down the Man De Amo, the Rishadim Mahol, that Oinus Gomu is Pata. And the Rav Amagid says, Varambam, But loy chilek, something like that. He was not machalik between it. So Vayis says the Rama holds that oynes gam yachay. In fact, the Kesem Mishra jumps on the Rav Mag. What do you mean? You, the Rav Mag alone, brought a raya from the Rambam, which is Sif Gimel later on. They see the Rambam held that oynes gam is potter. And says the Kesem Mishra himself, that's the Banchaba, held that even the Rambam was machalik. And the Prisha or Drisha actually is Magia. The Drisha is actually Magia, the Lashon Rav Magid. And he said, instead of saying a Rambam ain chilek, instead of saying a Rambam ein loichilek, I think it's supposed to be a Rambam ein choilek. The Rambam doesn't argue with these Rishonim. The Rishonim hold that Oynes Gam is Pata, Rambam ein choilek. Rambam is also Maida. He doesn't disagree with these Rishonim. He's also Maida that Oynes Gam is Pata. But even if it, whatever it is, it's a Mefurisho Kesef Misha, which is the Bala Machab who holds that Avada for Oynes Gam are your Pata. And I saw Baruch Shem tonight that Tila Ladova jumps on the Shad. So what are you talking about? Faket, the Lashon HaShach might be Megumgum, but the Lashon HaRamah is Zichah not Megumgum, because Avad, he understood that the Mechab himself also agreed that Oynes Gam is Potter. And if you look at Bia Gra in Sifkot and Gimel, he brings down the Mekor for this Ramah, brings down the Rishonim, hold the Oynes Gam is Potter. They can't cause a Magid Mishnah, towards the end of Sifkot and Gimel. V'zeh shekotzev k'mo shehisbar, it's a loymer, b'sivah, v'chem b'siv Gimel, b'divrei Rambam, v'chem k'sav Rav HaMagid, v'kesev Mishnah. So even the Rambam Vada held, and the Rambam and the Mechaba both held, that Avada the Moida, Oynes Gomer, your potter. Good. So la'alok, Avada, you have the Rambam, the Oynes Gomer is potter. But I think we just requires a little hagdami here, and that is, to Be'etim, it's a three-way machloikis rishonim, how vayt odemu loylem goes. Let me just give you a little hagdara. There's a concept of shoymer chinam, shoymer sach, and shoyim. Three categories of shoymer. Each one is mechayiv more than the one before. Shoymer chinam is only chayiv on pshia. Shoymer sach is chayiv already for gneva va'aveda, which the Gemara says aveda is a form of an oynis, but it's really karv l'pshia. To lose something, even if it might be a little bit an oynis, but it's karv l'pshia. So Shemechinim is pata, Shemechinim will be pata on Aveda, but Shemesach will be chayiv even for Aveda. Not only that, Shemesach is even chayiv for Gneva, which is even more of an oinus. That oinus is already karav loinus vada, Gneva. How should I protect myself? That's even more karav loinus gomor, but that form of oinus, Shemesach is chayiv on. But our oinus gomor mamish, only Yisrael is chayiv on. Shemesach and Shemechinim is pata. So you really have Pshia, a oinus, what we call ke'en aveda, an oinus, which is even more of an oinus, ke'en gneva, and the fourth dagger is an oinus goma. Four daggers. Odemu lo'olam is chayiv on which of these four daggers, or all of them? The Ramban, nemzon fapchatis kepshutoi, odemu lo'olam means lo'olam. Afilo oinus goma, the loshin in Ramban, a beautiful loshin, afilo kisa'oru shel Eliyo. Even like the whirlwind of Eliyo that brought him up to Shemayim, which only happened once in the history of mankind, will probably never repeat itself. Totally something unexpected. You can't protect yourself from it. You can't be nizer from it. I feel like it's Ar Shel Elio Odemud Loylam. Does it exist a cause of Petzatak is Potza Odemud Loylam? That's the Ramban Shita, which is maybe what the Shach was trying to learn into the Rambam. The next Shita, which is Ramah says, the Oynes Gomer is Potza. But that is the Shita Tataisis for Rosh. But even in the Shitas HaTaisa HaRosh, there are two Shitas. There's a Machloikas, a Stira, Luch Pashas, Taisa Baba Kama, with a Taisa Baba Mitzia. Taisa Baba Mitzia, and Pei Beza Mebeis, names on, that Avada Yopata for Noin is Goma. He brings Kama Rais to that, he brings a Sugya maybe of Niskal, he brings a Sugya that says that if a kid's Yarshin the Parah, Sheula, they aren't aware that the Parah didn't belong to the father. They thought if it's in their state, must be belong to the father. And they ate it by accident because they thought it was theirs. They had a right to eat it. So Gemara says they paid the mezol chiyuvim on what the kids are mechuyev to pay. Fractais says down mehocha that they're not shomrim because halacha is that if a shol dies, his kids are not mechuyev in oinsim, that they don't have the chiyuv sheila. But it should be chayiv. It's like go from every other mamazik. They shechted the para, they ate the para. They're other mamazik. Let them be chayiv other mamazik. So Fractais says toys when oinus goma other mamazik is also pata. And they're known as Gama. How should they know that this part was only Shula? They found it in their state with the other 1,000 items that the father left over. They assumed this is like the other 1,000 that belong to the father and they have a right to eat it because it's now there. They yashened it. One raya, Taisus has another raya by Umin. But Taisus has raya to prove, Taisus has another raya by Yashin, that if someone came to sleep next to you while you were sleeping, you were mazik yeno, you're going to be potter. I mean, other mood loyalim should be chayiv. If you rolled over in your sleep and you squash somebody else or someone else's kalim next to you, you should be chayiv. But he says other mood loyalim is not loyalim. Avad yipotam. So the Ramban grad that gets out of a kam of these rais, the Ramban says avad other mood loyalim afilu kasar shel elio, but not if the nizik brought upon the hezek himself. If this guy decided to sleep next to you, you were unaware, and therefore you rolled over onto him, so you couldn't protect yourself. Again, he was sort of the Peshe and the Hezek. He was the Gurim with the Hezek. Avad, you're not going to be chayiv for that. That's Azayvat the Ramban is Moedan. Not because it's a meat, other Mudloilam, just he was the one who brought upon the Hezek. Good. But Taisus learns that other Mudloilam is not Loilam, you're potter for Oinis Goma. That's an Oinis Goma of like a Sheila, Koch Ken Zarshal Elio. But what would be with an Oinis Ken Gneva? What's that? So Taisus and Bava Metzi and Nemzon that Afilo Oinis Ken Gneva, just like a Shema Sach is chayiv for, or Adam Amazik is chayiv as well. He compares Adam Mud Loilam to a degree of Shem Zalka, and he says, "B'teich Tvarayim Mufurish Ben Sai Oynis of Gneva VaAveda." That's his lashon. So Oynis of Aveda, even Oynis of Gneva Yechayiv, but not an Oynis Goma. The Taisim Bava Kama goes the next step. The Taisim Bava Kama says that not only an Oynis Goma, same rise, but not only Oynis Goma is pato, but even Oynis Kein Gneva is also pato. You're only chayiv for oynis kein aveda, which is karav lepshia. An oynis kein aveda, that's what you're chayiv. And he says, how do I know that? He says, first of all, there's a ribei akra, petza takas potza for something. I'm only going to say it's only chayiv for pshia, so where's bein shegig bein oynis? Must be it's oynis kein aveda. More than that, you don't have a makor to learn out. And then he brings another raya. The halacha is that if you're sleeping, or if, not sleeping, you're on top of a roof, bereish agag, and you are nafa baruch she'enu metziya, not shchiach take a wind, picked you up and threw you off the roof, and you fell on somebody and you hurt somebody. The Gemara says yichayef fahezek, yichayef fahezek. Aruch she'enu metziya, ashay machinim is paton. Aruch metziya is something with shchiach. That's pshia if you didn't protect, prevent it. But aruch she'enu metziya is mufush a Gemara that ashay machinim is paton. Only shem esach is chayef. So you see, that's already oynis kein aveda. At least maybe in Geneva, but at least kein aveda. And straight in the Gemara that Adam is mu'ud on that. Adam is chayef nezek. So you see that Adam is mu'ud loylam for an oynis at least kein aveda. But the taisus over here is machalik that it's only oynis kein aveda, but not oynis kein Geneva. So it comes out like this. Avad el halacha we paskin like the Ramah and Pashas Machaba goes like that as well. That for oynis gomo you potter. But what's not mefurish that I found really anywhere, means it's not on the page, not in the Mefarsh, not here, is that we are not chayiv for Oynis Gomo, but are you chayiv for Oynis Kein Gneva? Oynis Kein Aved, we know everyone holds you are chayiv. But the Oynis Kein Gneva, which is Machlokes, Taisa Bava Kama, Chav Zainu Mebez, and Taisa Bava Matiya, Pei Beza Mebez, which one do we go like? Are you chayiv for Oynis Kein Gneva? I don't have a achra on this, because I didn't find anyone who was machriya. I know even Bamex, like the Ramot just left out, Davka Jain is Gomo, it doesn't tell you the Hagdara, how right to go. All right. That's the Ramah. Let's continue. Keitzad. The Mechaba Alein is going to give you some rayas of Chiyuvei Adam Amazek. Keitzad. What's the case? Nofo me'agag, v'shava es ha'kli. You fell off the roof. So that's the case I just told you. That was Taisus' raya that you chayef for a form of an oynis, which he calls as oynis ke'en aveda. So you see, it's Adam mu loylam ben shegi ben oynis, even for such a case. Oh, in another case, sheniskal, you tripped. You're walking and you tripped and you fell on a kli and you broke it, because that's also not a pshia, that's also kain, a degree of an oynis. Let's say it's oynis kain naveda, oynis kain gneva. It's not clear how vite this oynis is, but you're going to be chayiv because odem uloylem bein shoye shegig bein shoye oynis. As a problem with niskal, he wants to say maybe niskal you should be pata. I'd rather not get into it. Pasha is allowed the niskal yechayiv and yechayiv because let's see the Sma. The Sma has a major problem here. Everyone does. That the Mechaba gave a case, and it's really the Gemara, the case of Adamud Loilam. One of the cases is if you fell off a roof. You fell off a roof, that's a form of an Oynis, but yet you're Chayiv. Frek the Sma. Look in Sif Cotton Bays. Ein Drisha, Shom Kasafti, Aloshan Atusha Kosav, Shim Nofa Baruch Shenu Mutsuy is Potter. We have our gears in the Mechaba Shenofa Baruch Shena Mitzuy is Chayiv. That's actually an example of Adam Mud Loilam. The Torah brought down Shenofa Baruch Shena Mitzuy is Patur. Fekted Sma, the Kosher, Hatur Ba'atzmai, Nishna the Gemara Shreba, Hatur Ba'atzmai Kosovo Lekamon, Bissim Tov Kafalif, Dimnafa Baruch Shainu Matsuyas Chayv Benezek, Vechenu Bugamara. It's a Gemara that I just told you. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, the end of the first parak of Zainu Min Aleph. So the Torah is basically going against a Mufusha Gemara and going against himself later on that Nafa Baruch Shainu Matsuyas is Chayv, and here the Torah says Yepotan. So it's Ma, Pelot de Gechilik. Vechalakdi. The Bugamara. Vishom b'simen tov kaf aleph ayri kishenizik ha'odam min nefilotzi olav me'agag b'ruach she'na metziyah. They're talking about Odom, the Azik Odom. It's talking about where you hurt a man, you hurt a person. It's not you hurt a keili, you hurt a person, you damaged a person. Or v'hizik b'odam, that dimnofa b'ruach metziyah, had you damaged the person b'ruach metziyah, it would be a pshiyah, that would be nizbar shom, the chayiv adala dvarim, you chayiv even in dala dvarim, nezik, tzar, ripoy, and Shavis. Poish is not, but at least Nezek Tzar Ripo Yechayiv. So Meshum Hachi Zaktismat, a Svara, Meshum Hachi Baruch She'enu Mitzuyah, since here you're more of an Oynis, Nachti Bocha Darga, we go down one drop, Shul Elechayiv Bedal Advarim Kiyim Bechiyiv Nezek Bavad. Svara Vesma, I don't know where you got this from, but it's a Svara that if you're Chayiv on Odom HaMazik and Dal Advarim, or Heidvarim in certain cases, if you're an Oynis, even if the Torah is Mechayiv you, they let you off a little bit, so they're only mechayiv you in nezek. V'kan, however, here we're talking about diary dinisku kelim b'nefilasa. Here we're talking about adam dazek kelim. The gamba mefilasa beruach mitzuya. Even had it been a ruach mitzuya, even had you been a pesheya, is ainu chayiv on this kum kiim nezek. You only chayiv in nezek, not in dalad dvarim. Mishum hachi b'nefilasa beruach she'ainu mitzuya. If it's only in ainu mitzuya, sri le'latur denachtinim be'elich yuvay. We go down even one more dargo. V'lemechavin le'ya niska klau kiim b'nefilasa beruach mitzuya. Svara esma. Basically, the chilek esma is that by Adam, by niskei Adam, when you hurt a person, we're normally v'chayiv in gans. In their state, that ruach she'ainu mitzuya, even though it's an oynes, you can v'chayiv homi is for nezek. But when you be damaging Kalim, when you're damaging Mammon, there this ma holds that no, that Hayyos, even if you would be amazed, you'd only be Chayv and Ezek, and for Oynes Avad, you have to get off something. So, Mitzmukhaka, it's a Nachtinim Bechadanga, that you must be even part on Ezek. So, Vaisa is from this ma, I mean, if you learn this ma, I don't know how Vaisa to take this, but it sounds like that the whole Makar of Petzatakas Potza, which is Odom, the Azek Odom, the Chay should only be in that case, but Odom, the Azek Mammon, we should come out. That there's no din of Adam Udloilam. Adam Udloilam would only be by Adam Dazik Adam, but Adam the Azik Mammon should be only Chayiv by Mezid and not by Shegig and Oynis. That's Zichar wrong. It's Vush Mechab over here. It's Mezigo Ben Shay Shay Ben Shay Oynis Yachayiv. And we learn that from Petzatakas Basa. I don't know why this man held that this Ruach Sheinu Metzuya, this Oynis, is different than any other Oynis. We know for sure that even by Mazik Mammon, if you are Mazik someone else's Mammon, you Chayiv even for an Oynis. So why is Ruach She'enu Metzuya different? In fact, Taisus, we've said before, learns that Ruach She'enu Metzuya is the least of the Oynis. It's the lower Oynis. It's the lowest Oynis. It's Oynis Kein Aveda, which is already Karev L'Pshia. And if the Tzma wants to pat you from that, so a different Oynis I should be chayiv for? I don't know where is he coming from. I don't know, understand the Surah B'chlal. But even in Taisus Menei Bey, Taisus we discussed before, when he's trying to spar his chilukim of how wide Admur Lo'ilam goes, whether it's Oynis Daved, Oynis Gneva, Oynis like a Shoyal, he brings raya from all over. So he brings a raya from the kids ate the parah, and that's Adam Dazik Mammon. And then all of a sudden, and that's a raya that you potter. Then he brings a raya that you chayev from the case where you fell off the roof and you hurt somebody. So you see that Oynis Kein Aved, you chayev. The place has no verity. What does he want? His Ptur was talking about Adam Dazik Mammon, where the Smaso holds you potter. His chiv, his Gemara that says you chayev, is by the case you never. From the Gag, which its Ma says, is that's different because you hurt a person, there it's worse. So I don't know how Toises in the same place want to spar how fight other mood loilam goes. And his two rayas, one is when you bring Mazik Mammon, one is when you bring Mazik Adam, it has no vertedod. Hazak Adam should be different. Can't bring a right from there to Hazak Mammon. I broke from tonight, I found that the Divine Mishpat has these couches on this man. He doesn't know what's going on. But its Ma even goes worse. Let's continue. He says, see, this ma really is on the Mechab and Sif Beis, right? And I should really say over the Mechab and Sif Beis, so you see what this ma is doing now. Look at the Mechab and Sif Beis. Nofa min agag v'hizik chayiv l'shalem nezik sholim, which is the case which we just discussed in the Mechab and Sif Aleph. And the Mechab says, lehed ye, bein shenofa baruch mitzuyah, bein shenofa baruch shenu mitzuyah, deloy mikri oynis goma. And again, the Ramah is quick to point out, because this is also not an oynis goma. It's only oynis, like we said, kein aveda. So the Sma has a problem here. What's the Mechaber doing? Nesif Aleph, he says the halacha, Nesif Beis, he says the halacha, but a little different. So he says, it continues the Sma, Vim Kain, the near bedvarav kikeful ustumin. It's extra. You're just saying over the same halacha as Sif Aleph. What does he want? The Sif Aleph saw some because of chayiv l'shalom hezek kelim benofim menagag. V'loy pirsh to marry gam baruch sheinu mitzuyo. And all of a sudden, Sif Beis, the Sif Shachar of Chaz of Kosev, Dinu de Nefila Megag, who pierced Dvarav, the Chayiv Afilu Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, that Yah Chayiv even for Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, that type of oinus. So what's the Mechaber want? Pach, that's the Mechaber's not sure. Sif Aleph, he's quoting over the Loshon HaTor, or his adaption of the Tor, and came to Sif Beis, he's trying to explain, based on the Gemara, that Afilu Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Chutz from Noin is Gamma, that's Ramos, like Safa. Good, but he had this problem. So he said, Lofimash, Kasabti, Lechalik, Osi, Shafa, Altus, Gavaldik, why? The Bezif Aleph, Zakhtus Manah, Kimtus, Dari, Beniske Kalim. They are talking about Beniske Kalim, they're only damaging someone's Kli, Mishamachi, Lekos of the Chai, Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah. Because only on the Ruch Mitzuyah be Chai, only for Pshia. But for Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, which is a form of anoinis, that you wouldn't be Chai for Niske Kalim. Or Bezif Beis, the Ari, Behizik, Ben Adam, they are talking about you're hurting a person, Mishamachi, Kos of Shom, the Chai, Afilu, Benof, Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah. Very ingenious part of the Sma. The problem is that Sif Aleph and Sif Beis don't say anywhere that Sif Aleph talking about the Niske Kelim, Sif Beis talking about Niske Odom. Pashas both are talking about Niske Kelim, or everything Niske Kelim and Niske Odom. I don't know where he saw this Akimti here. Or Beprat. Sorry? Oh, in that case, Maskim. Oh, you mean, since Sif Aleph has to be at least talking about Shav as a Kli, but it's Klal that he starts off. He also has a moment of resources in that moment. Good, and then Sif Beis, how do you know that Sif Beis is talking about Dafka Niske Odom? Right? Where is it? It's a Sif Aleph. I know where it's coming from. And also, even when you read the Mechaber, now the Mechaber is not so kishmak. The Mechaber and Sif Aleph are trying to give you an example of Odom Ulo Oilam, Bein Shoy Yeshoyim, Bein Shoy Oinus. What's his example? You fell off a god. This Ma is telling me that if fell off a guy broke a kli, only when it's a Ruch Mitzvah, not by Ruch Shana Mitzvah. So Mechaber blew it. He's trying to give you an example of Odom Lulayim Ben Shoy Gebainis. And his example that he gives is Pshia of a Ruch Mitzvah. Doesn't make any sense. Obviously, the Mechaber, even in Tzavah, talking about a Ruch Shana Mitzvah. All right. But everyone jumps on this Ma, and everyone passes not like this Ma. The Bach, the Taz, everyone is the same Kasha, and the Bach and the Taz are both Mechalik in how vital oinus is to be miash of the steer sator. Look, see the Taz over here. Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Zok the Taz, B'mashakot of Asma L'yashiv Divrei Rabbeinu, Hatur, Tumuli, it's Mamash Apela, Minayim Rabbeinu Zeh, how did Rabbeinu the Tur know this? The Yehinoch Eschar Daga, such a svara, that when you're Niske Odom, you're going to be Chayif for Baruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, Niske Kelem not. It's even Shavu, and even the Gemara is Mashra the two. The Mishra is Mashra the two. The Mishra gives two examples. One is Simetz Einoi v'Shavetz Akelim, and the Gemara learns out that Simetz Einoi Chaver is Dumit v'Shavetz Akelim. How did he know this? And Batim, truth be told, if you look in the Drisha, who says this, the Drisha is Esma, who tries to fend for the two like this, he himself says, if he says it's proud, he says, Elo, I don't see him, and Ole Lechalik Bochi. How did the two know this Chilik? So he himself didn't understand where the Torah is coming from. But over here, I guess when he wrote this Ma'ar, he was more confident that, yeah, this is the Pshat. Good. Zok Tetah is a different chilek to be mashed to steer the Torah. Nilu Nisaiti de lo mechayiv Rabbeinu b'simen tovcha fa'alev ele be'ein loy ma'aka. You went on a roof without a ma'aka. K'moshe kosev shom d'lohoyu loy lalas begak shein loy ma'aka. You shouldn't have been going on such a roof. It's dangerous. Sh'yachalipa baruch shein ha'metziah. So in such a case, that's what he's talking about over there. When did the Tur or the Gemara say that you're chayiv by Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah? When you went on the roof without a makkah, so such a Ruch Sheinu Mitzuyah, even though it's not a pshia mamish, but such an oinus came pshia, whatever, it's an oinus kein aveda, that type of oinus, you'd be chayiv, you shouldn't have gone there. Avahacha marry a normal roof, sheishli makkah, you have a rail on the roof. Eloshanafu bo'inis lamala min amakkah, the wind picked you up and threw you over the railing. Shabbat ruach sara kolkach higbiyo v'zarkoi. Ain't like on the oinus godom izeh. That the oinus that the Tur is referring to, the nov ruach sheinu mitzuyah, the Tur is referring to, was such a ruach sheinu mitzuyah which is mamish kasar, kamak kasar shel Eliyahu. It's mamish an oinus gama. There the Tur says you're potter, because like the Ramah says, avadaf an oinus gama, you're going to be potter even though other mood loylam. And the back says a similar thing without the Taz's marshal of a Makkah, but he also says that the Ramah and the Rishonim point out the Rosh, which is a Torah, will go like the Rosh, that only a normal Aynis are Yechayefa, but Aynis Gama, you're going to be Pata. And here the Torah is talking about Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah, which is Aynis Gama. And over there we're talking about a regular Aynis, and that Aynis you'd be Chayef. At the end of the day, you have a Taz and a Bach, and if you want, you could look at the Goyin as well. You could look at the Goyin in Sifkotan Vav, Zayin, the end of Sifkotan Zayin, he says, Vayin Tzimun Tov Kav Alef Sif Yer Alef. The Toi Seifa Kan Bertur, he has the different eights in the Torah, simple, the Toi Seifa, Duloik Ismael Bach. The Toi Seifa, when the Torah says, Baruch Shana Mitzuyah, Fakir, it's talking about a Ruch Shana Mitzuyah that Yechayiv, or a Ruch Shana Mitzuyah would be part of it. It's either, when he said Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah is Pata, he means Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah is Chayv. It's a Toy Seifa. But at the end of the day, you have all the Akronim, Achokim, and the Smal, and Avada Dats Talokha, that even Adam, the Azek Kalim, is going to be Chayv for Adam, for Oynis, of Adam Ulaylam. Means in the Hilchas of Adam Ulaylam, whatever Oynis, you Chayv, if you're Azek Adam, you're going to be Chayv even if you're Azek Mamin, not like the Smal. Alright. I want to point out, okay, let's point out two more short halachas. One is if you're looking to be a gross of cotton aleph, when it says "Asa lahazik mamun chaveroi," the be a gross says "Afilu b'makum sakana," k'mo shekasev samacham mebeis v'afilu brama asa. The Gemara over there by David HaMelech is mavur. The Gemara says that "Afilu b'makum sakana," to save yourself, it's "Asa lahazik mamun chaveroi," unless it's Amnas HaShalom, and over there it's only because it's Mamish Sakonah Safasha, so there, but the Dovid HaMelech had a Shiloh, but Mokum Sakonah Safasha, are you allowed to be Mazik? And the answer is no, you're not allowed to be Mazik, even but Mokum Sakonah Safasha. Unless it's Amnas HaShalom, as I think a thing, but you see, Afilu but Mokum Sakonah Zaktagoyin, it's also to be Mazik. So now you see that the. Sorry? So, but it doesn't mean you're right to be Mazik Mamun Chaveri. So, granted the Gemara's Mavur, the Rishonim at least Mavur, that you'll have to pay. And then you're allowed to be mazik. Al tzakonis of fashas, you have a right to be mazik mamun chaveru amunas l'shalim. But stam to be mazik mamun chaveru shalom amunas l'shalim, you don't have the right. Even if there are people who suggest, it's Ramey, the Rashi might hold that even amunas l'shalim, you have no heta to be mazik, even mamakun tzakonis of fashas. There's an orachalaneh, Chubis orachalaneh, that marshals that the Sefta, the Ramey holds that the adalid dvorim, that is Yarag Val Yava, the cardinal three that we know of, and also Gzeil and Gneva Mamun Chaveray. And that's the Niyash of the Shreya Rashi over there in Samachom Abeis. Rashi's Mavu, not like Tezah, even Pashas, even Amnas HaShalem, it's also Lazak Mamun Chaveray. But we Pasha Pasha and Tezah in Rosh and all the Rishon and Rashba, that Amnas HaShalem is Mutu, but Shalom Amnas HaShalem is also. What I'm just pointing out is as they vite, so vite the Issa goes, and you see also B'teich Divrei HaGoyin, that Pashas, the reading of the Mechaba is Shalom Amnas HaShalem. Because if the Mechaba would be talking about even Amanas L'Shalem, then the Goyim wouldn't say it's Osa L'Hazik, even B'mak and Sakona, because that's a halacha that we pass in Amanas L'Shalem's Mota. It means the Loi Kasma, the Sman Sifkan Aleph, somehow inserted here that Afil Amanas L'Shalem is Osa. He saw it over here from the Goyim didn't learn the Mechaba that way. Another good nekuda to point out, if you look in the Shaf Sifkan Beis, when the Ramah says, V'daka Sheinu Oyonus Gomu, the Shach is Magdir, qualifies that. What does that mean, Eino Enes Gama? Zok the Shach, Davke Kishihizik Beloy Miskavin. Ava Misha Mazik B'miskavin. If you're doing it B'mezid, I know, I am intentionally being Mazik Yena. Just, it was B'Enes Gama, like a case would be Sakona, and he has a case. K'moy Nirdav, Sheshove Sakelem. This Nirdav is running away. Someone's running after him with a dagger. He's about to be killed, and he's running away. He's trying to save his life. And he damages Kalim on the way. It's a Gemamu for Reshes Yischaif. He's an Oynes Goma. He's trying to save his life. That's not a het of Oynes Goma. Oynes Goma that we're talking about, the Rishonim and Ramah says that your potter for Adamu Loilam is not Oynes Goma. That Oynes Goma means that you weren't Miskavin. It was a Shegeg. That type of Oynes Goma is Mamish out of control. That Oynes Goma you're potter for. But if you're Miskavin, bemezid. If you're mazik b'mezid, even if you're forced to be mazik, you're an oynis, avad in such a situation, avad even chayif. And that's takad olacha, even like the, right, same as the goyin. In that case of mokum sakono, the gemara is mefurish that avad yechayif as well. You have to pay. I'm not so shalom, but with shalom, that's shalom, you're going to be awesome. It's a beautiful thing, and the Machan Ephraim might say otherwise, whatever, but the pashtus, that's how we go, is that this oynis gom is only a patur in the oifen ahezek, that you weren't a miskavin in the mazik. In the maisa ahezek, you weren't a miskavin, but if you were miskavin in the maisa ahezek, no excuse is going to pat to you. One more halacha. If you look in Rekiva Ego, he says, "Bimbushasha zikoy." It's just a cloud for all nezikin. And bimbushasha zikoy yeshav adalet. At the time, your damage was worth four. Va'akaka kishubol l'shalim huzal hashar. And now yeshav gimel is only worth three. Im yachal lifta atzma begimel ein machan afrayim. It's a truvis maram Rambamberg, and Rambamberg says that just like we have a cloud by gneiving gzela, kolam mishalim is b'shasa gzela, so too nezikin you mishalim b'shasa hezik. And if the time of the hezik was worth four, even though now it's only worth three, you're going to be chayiv four pashas. There is a sugya, a shrei sugya b'chavis, goes up and down seasonal depending on the shuk. But pashas pshat is it goes b'shasa hezik. Whatever it was that time at the shasa hezik, you chayiv. And who adin in the oifin the mashon? The shrei achram. But pashas pshat avado. If I'm mazik somebody, and while I'm mazik somebody, he has a zaitika toiva from it. Avada or nisbara a zaitika toiva. There was a case where I went into a tavern and I broke the guy's wine. And a minute after I broke his wine, the official came. It was an illegal tavern. And the official came in, and he didn't find any wine. And Mamela, the owner of the bar, was pata, whatever, he saved himself from the official. And had he had the wine, he would have been punished far greater than the hezek that I was mops at him. Avada, I'm going to be chayiv. B'shas the hezek, I was chayiv. A second later, you saved the money, that's not going to be a patur. There's a bavusta Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, a mashal, if a person has two stamps, he declares a shayiv, but if a person has two stamps, so 2 million leases, and each million lease is worth $1 million, and I tear up one Mona Lisa, so I was mazik him $1 million, but by tearing up, now there's only one Mona Lisa in the world. Now that other Mona Lisa is worth $3 million, because it's mamish an exclusive. There's only one in the world. Avada, I was mazik him that Mona Lisa. Avadim chayiv mahezik that $1 million for the one I was mazik. Now you can start handling with yerid and nen and other things on the second Mona Lisa. But where I was mazik, avadim chayiv for everything is b'shas. What I did, sign the shavit and sign the oifin. Agotavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.